L'homme armé doit t'en douter. On a fait partout crier que chacun se vient armé d'un obregon de fer. L'homme armé doit t'en douter.
Thank you. We began this hour with L'Homme Armé, the Armed Man. In every street, the herald cries, "Come and arm ye for the fight," in Hobbesian of Steel. The vocal solo, followed by the instrumental setting by Robert Morton, performed by Musica Reservata from the English side of the Hundred Years' War LP. And that was followed by Lacrimae Antiqua, or Old Tears, of 1604, by John Dowland, who wrote, "He whom fortune has not blessed either rages or weeps." The recording from the Kronos Quartet's Early Music CD. This is Ancient and Modern, WNHN's alt-classical program with Fred Portnoy, here on WNHN LP, 94.7 FM and WNHNFM.org. Later, a Scurtatura cello solo by Elisa Rose, after this symphony by John Adams. John Adams was a native of Massachusetts, but a Californian ever since graduating from Harvard in 1971. He wrote this symphony called Harmony Lyra while serving as composer-in-residence at the San Francisco Symphony. Arnold Schoenberg wrote the book Harmony Lyra, Lessons in Harmony, based on his theories of composition, and he dedicated it to the sunset romanticist Gustav Mahler. John Adams was inspired to mesh Mahler's late romanticism with Adams' 1970s minimalism. The sections of the symphony are 1, has no title, 2, the Anfortis Wound, 3, Meister Eckhart and Quacky. Quacky, apparently a reference to John Adams' daughter. Michael Tilson Thomas, the San Francisco Symphony, in John Adams' symphony, Harmony Lyra. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Michael Tilson Thomas, the San Francisco Symphony, and John Adams Symphony Harmony Lyra. You're listening to Ancient and Modern, Music Outside the Mainstream on WNHN LP 94.7 FM in Concord, New Hampshire, and everywhere in stereo online at WNHNFM.org. We're on TuneIn, Radio Garden, Radio.net. In the remaining minutes of our hour, we'll hear Elisa Rose's Land's End of 2015. There must be lots of places along coastlines known as Land's End, but this piece is inspired by the Land's End Trail in San Francisco, from the city over some cliffs down to a rocky beach. Thank you. That was Land's End by Elisa Rose, played by Hannah Addario Berry on her Scordatura CD. That's it for Ancient and Modern this week. I hope you can come back next Sunday morning at 10. I'm Fred Portnoy.